This is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on obtaining the fruit of peace, developing that in your life. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Peace means to have well-being, to be in health, to be prosperous, to be safe, to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to have that peace of mind, praise God. He's given us a covenant of peace, and Jesus is our peace. It's occurred for us because of what Jesus did on the cross. He took the chastisement, the punishment, for us to have peace. And through the blood of His cross, now we have peace with God when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. As you abide in Him, you'll have peace, and He doesn't give you just a little peace. He blesses you with the abundance of peace in your life. We're talking about the principles necessary for you to accomplish in your life, to obtain the peace of God. This is not a worldly peace. This is not a peace based on circumstances. This is a peace that comes from God because you do what the Word says. When you obey His statutes, keep His commandments, and do them, peace will come to you. When you cast out all the demonic spirits out of every area of your life, from the inheritance line or from your own sin that has come in, you will have peace when you clean house on everything that is not of the Lord. As you are restored and delivered, then peace will be manifest. As you seek peace and pursue it, as you are walking uprightly before the Lord, as you are meek and humble, as you're walking in love, you're going to have peace. As you walk in righteousness, as you love His law, as you learn to pray and for the peace of others, then you're going to have peace yourself. As you learn to keep the Word in your heart, and you get wisdom and understanding, and you walk in the ways of the Lord, you'll have peace. As you learn to pray in the midst of the warfare that comes against you, God will deliver your soul in peace from the battle. When a man's ways please the Lord, you'll have peace. When you keep yourself from strife, you'll have peace. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Get wisdom, get understanding, and walk in the paths that He set before you. As you allow the Lord to accomplish His work in you and through you, He ordains peace to you. These are all scriptures and principles we've looked at previously. The action and the work of righteousness, the effect of it, brings peace, quietness, and assurance, and you dwell in a peaceable habitation. As you hearken to the commandment of the Lord, you'll have peace like a river. As you're led forth with peace, you won't go in the wrong way. You'll walk in the ways of the Lord. As you are delivered and you deal with fear in your life, the showers of blessings will come upon you. As you are allowing God to accomplish His sanctifying holiness work in you, then you will have peace. As you are abiding in the presence of God, you get in the glory of God, in that place there is peace. As you're walking in the fear of the Lord, and the words in your mouth, truths in your mouth, no iniquity in your lips, then you'll walk in peace. As you're walking worthy of the Lord, being obedient to Him, you'll have peace. Remember, the sword comes, though, to separate those who will walk in the ways of God and have peace, and those that will not walk in the ways of the Lord. In Mark 4, we saw the scripture, when you speak to the storm, you have peace. You can stop all the storms that the enemy brings at you in your life. When you're healed, it will bring peace. The woman, He said, go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. When your feet are walking in the ways guided by the Lord, it'll be a way of peace. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Otherwise, the devil will steal your peace. As you abide in Jesus, you'll have peace. If you keep a spiritual mind, a word-ruled mind, keeping your eyes on the realm of the Spirit, walking according to God's ways, it'll bring life and peace to you. As you learn to take authority and enter into ruling and reigning, the kingdom of God brings peace in your life. The God of hope, He will fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you might abound in hope. This is important. You must have hope, which is a confident expectancy of what God will do because of the Word that you have not only in your heart, but also in your mind. Hope is the anchor of your soul, and as the Word's in you, then it will have peace. You'll have peace in your life. The God of peace will bruise Satan under your foot. As you take authority over the enemy, you'll have peace. As you stay in the unity of the Spirit, you'll have peace. As you put on the armor of God and be internally prepared with the Word, that gospel, the good news, directing your feet will direct you in the way of peace. In Philippians chapter 4, we were concluding with this scripture. We want to pick up with this again today. Philippians 4, verse 6, the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The word request means legal demand. And this is the way we pray in the New Testament. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We make a legal demand and believe we take hold of the promises of God. We pray without ceasing and we see the promises come to pass. The Bible says, be careful, be anxious, be worried or fretful about nothing. In everything, what are you supposed to do? Cast your cares upon the Lord, and in every situation, by prayer and supplication. Supplication speaks of strong desire. Prayer and strong desire, with thanksgiving, let your legal demands be made known unto God. And what happens? The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The word keep means guard. It shall guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. God wants you to have the peace of God. There is a spiritual peace of God. It passes all understanding. If you have care, worry, and anxiety, though, you won't have the peace of God. In fact, if you don't have the peace of God in situations guarding your heart and mind, you obviously have let care, worry, or anxiety in, and it will hinder you from seeing the promises of God come to pass. Cast those cares on the Lord. Pray the Word and watch God bring the promise to pass in your life. In verse 9 of Philippians 4, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. As we learn the things of the Word of God, we've received them, we've heard them, we've seen them in operation in other people's lives. Be sure that you do them. Don't just be an observer of the Word, be a doer of the Word. And the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace manifests himself in those who are not only hearers, but those that are doers of that which they've learned and received and heard and seen. Colossians 3:15. Here it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Here, this particular word rule is a Greek word brabeo, meaning an umpire, to settle disputes, or like an arbitrator. Let the peace of God, let it be the umpire to settle disputes or arbitrate in your heart. Otherwise, before you make a move and making a decision, be sure you have the peace of God. The peace of God is going to be the settler of disputes. It's going to show you what is the right move to make, what is the right thing to do, what is of the Lord and what is not of Him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That's W-H-O-L-L-Y, referring to the whole place, whole person. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that God's at work to sanctify you, spirit, soul, and body. When we get born again, our spirit's right with Him, but He's at work in our soul, will, intellect, and emotions, and in our physical body to sanctify it. And what will be the result? We will be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing in verse 13. In verse 14, the Bible says, if any man obeys not the word, then you're not supposed to have company with him. You're supposed to note that man, that he may be ashamed. You don't count him as an enemy, but you admonish him as a brother. And it says, then the Lord of peace himself will give you peace always by all means. It's important that we separate ourselves from those that are going to not walk in the ways of the Lord. If someone's disobedient, don't have company with them. Don't be weary in well-doing. But know that the Lord will keep you abiding in peace. Otherwise, you can't be around those that are walking in a wrong way. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with those that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. We've got to have a pure heart. And it goes on and talks about how the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men. We need to be walking in the ways that are of wisdom. Don't get into strife. Follow after peace. Hebrews chapter 12. The Bible says in verse 11 about the chastening of the Lord. It says the chastening, or the correction of the Lord, it seems like it might be grievous, but afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. I'll tell you, God wants us to have the peaceable fruit of righteousness. That's the result of you having made the changes in your life, receiving the correction, and following the ways of God. And what's going to happen? You are going to have the peace of God in your life. In fact, the Bible says, make your path straight for your feet. Follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see or have the revelation of the ways of the Lord. In James chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says, who's a wise man endued with knowledge among you? He's supposed to show a good conversation of his works with meekness of wisdom. But it says if you have strife and envying in your heart, bitter envying and strife, then you are giving place to the devil. All that wisdom is from the devil. It's earthly, sensuous, and devilish. Where envy and strife is, there's confusion. That's the opposite of peace. And every evil work. The wisdom from above is pure and peaceable and gentle and easy to be treated and full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Be a peacemaker. If you're a peacemaker, you make peace, then you'll have peace in your life. In 1 Peter chapter 3, the Bible says that if we're in one mind and we have compassion, that we're going to have the peace of God. We should be having compassion. We should not be rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. We should be a blessing. And if we will be the blessing that God wants, if we'll love life and see good days, and we'll see the blessings of God, and we will see that peace will come forth in our life. The Bible says, stay away from evil, do good, seek peace, and ensue it. In 1 Peter 3:12, it says, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, his ears are open unto their prayers, and the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. This is why you've got to be sure that you walk in the ways of God. Otherwise, the peace of God will not be manifest in you. As we see the end coming, of course, in these last days, the Bible says, see that you look to be diligent, to be found in peace, without spot, and blameless. God wants you not to have any spot. He wants you to be blameless, deal with sin, be diligent to be found of Him in peace. And the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, He's going to make you perfect in every good work to do His will. And He'll work in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through the Lord Jesus Christ. You also have peace through the knowledge of God. Grace and peace and mercy comes through the knowledge of God. He gives His grace and His peace. As you walk in the ways of God, you're going to see the fruit of peace in your life. We'll talk to you more on this in the next broadcast. Do the Word and see the fruit of peace in your life. God bless you.